Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us live here on WBEN. Brad, yesterday, another sniper attack, this time in Dallas. Somebody on a rooftop opening fire on an ICE facility. It's the latest in these attacks that, Brad, really kind of go all the way back to Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think there is accuracy in that statement. And do one play off to the other? Possibly. In particular, these last two of Charlie Kirk's 2 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks to the day, you have a second one. So did he get the idea? Maybe. But you also have to keep in mind, obviously, that people who then, in effect, copycat somebody else, is that they were already wound up to go commit some type of violence anyway, and they're looking for any justification they can or idea of how to do it. So, it, you know, it's another one of those unbelievably large problems that is very difficult to do in the short term a whole lot about stopping people unless you know about them in advance.
In this case in Dallas, the FBI director, Kash Patel, said there was an unspent shell casing with the words anti-ICE scrawled on it. And we just saw that, something similar to it, in the Charlie Kirk assassination, too. What is it with these messages?
Yeah, and keep in mind, there's a lot of others, Minneapolis, Nashville, Buffalo, Parkland, Florida, and even Christchurch, New Zealand. All of those shooters had writing on the bullets and over their weapon. I think it covers a number of areas. It, first of all, immediately publicizes their intent, why they were there, who they were after, who they hated, whatever it might be, because they're literally found next to them versus, you know, written documents, manifestos, whatever you want to call them, that sometimes are found later. So that's one aspect. The other is they really want to publicize what they're doing and why they're doing it, because let's face it, these are by and large suicide missions. And they want people to know that, you know, you're taking a stand on, or he's taking a stand on X, whatever that might be. So I think it's at least twofold and maybe multifold why they do it. And it also may be a copycat.
How do you work to stop something like this from happening? This was not, you know, if you go back to the Charlie Kirk shooting, this was not an event that you could have foreseen and said, all right, you know, let's make sure that we have people watching out on rooftops or anything like that. Not that you necessarily would for all outdoor events, but you could because you knew that a speaker was going to be at a certain place at a certain time. This was just an attack on a facility.
Yeah. And therein lies the problem, that they are lone actors and tend not to engage other people, particularly if they're a little bit older, in what they're about to do. And so there's either no finite or a small finite of people that may have some pieces of information. And so if that never gets back to law enforcement, they're going to at least attempt to do what sadly, many of them ultimately end up doing. There's no short-term fix to this. Well, there's actually no fix to it, but there's certainly things that long-term could have some, I think, positive, benefit. But that doesn't really help us today. And so we are now to a situation where, you know, this is a very divisive country, and there's a lot of inflamed rhetoric by politicians, by podcasters, by fill in the blank, that fill people's heads full of all sorts of bad, violent images. Thankfully, only a small percentage of them end up acting on that, because if you have, you know, a teenager who plays video games all the time, no one should ever assume that that's going to go cause them to commit violence. But that added with about 10 or 15 other variables we could go over. We don't have time, but that can be a contributor to kids ended up doing things that are violent. So, there's not a singular fit here. It's pretty complicated. It could be complex, and it's going to be different from kid to kid. But as I said earlier, trying to put a lid on this short term, I just don't see that happening.
You know, ICE facilities now across the country are increasing security. I mean, these were already pretty secure. What else could they do?
Well, I mean, if you look at the facility in Dallas, it doesn't even look like a sort of a government building. And the way that they were in an exterior fashion offloading arrestees in an area that you could see if you were elevated from a number of buildings, they're going to have to change that, I think. And that may be difficult because you're stuck with the architecture of whatever your building is and wherever it might be. You know, they have facilities like the one in, you know, the Everglades of Florida. Obviously, there's nothing around it. You're not going to get anybody snipered there. But probably. But the point being, they're going to have to make adjustments based on the limitations. And the other factor is that they arrest so many people every day because now, you know, the FBI, DEA, ATF, and fill in the blank federal agents have been ordered to help them. And so, you know, the numbers are pretty high every day. They get taken off the street. That means you got to have facilities to process them, place them, and house them. That can take away from how they might be able to do it in a more secure way just because they have to deal with the sheer numbers every day.
Well, Brad, we thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Brad Garrett joining us live here on WBEN, taking a look at that shooting at outside of an ICE facility in Dallas yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.